Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, it is Friday, is it not? It is Friday. And just want to make sure that all you all are here tonight. I guess you all had, I'm sure at least half of you were not home last night, being that it was, or was it tonight that Star Wars started? I don't know, it was either last night or tonight. It's tonight? Okay. So, if you're not here, then I expect you to be at Star Wars, and that's why you're not here listening to me and Lola right now. Hey, Lola.
Hey, guys.
Look, they're lucky we're not at Star Wars right now, you know?
Exactly.
See what we do for you all? We could be sitting in a movie right now, enjoying in a land far, far away.
If we could get a ticket.
I know. Actually, you know, I did buy, I went ahead and bought my tickets, but I didn't want to go on the first day. Because I don't like when people talk over a movie.
That's true.
And I'm one to talk. Well, I will say this. If I'm at home and we're watching a movie, I will talk all through it if I've already seen it. So, but. As a theater, though, I will not say a word. When I'm in a theater, because we paid for it, I was, you know, at home I can rewind it. If you didn't hear it, just hit rewind. You probably missed
That's
something
true.
Else anyway.
And then
oh,
it would
my
be
God.
Really, really crowded. So I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So,
I don't mind crowds, but I have to admit, I don't like being in a theater when it's completely packed. I like having the theater almost to myself. I don't like it completely to myself, but I like having, you know, only a... I like to be able to straggle seats where you can pretty much pick any row you want to sit in.
Yeah, me too.
So that is why I am not at, you know, Star Wars right now. My plan is to do next week in the middle of the afternoon. That's my plan. So, but guys, I want to say a big hi. I know this show is not about Star Wars, but how can we get away from it? Never! It's everywhere. I think I did a really good job of a whole year not even seeing one clip of the new movie. I have managed to avoid it for a whole year, and that was really hard. It was very, very hard. So, well, guys, welcome. And guess what? I want to tell you all, we are here. We are live. We are always live, though. And no, we are not in Las Vegas this time. Thank God, because I think my liver needed a rest. So, between gambling and the partying and everything else, and then, you know, all that time at the fight, and I looked down at my phone, and before I know it, the fight was over with in 16 seconds. I was ready to come home. So, I wish I could get in an argument with my man and be over with in 16 seconds.
What fight? You went to the UFC fight with
McGregor? Fight with McGregor. Yeah, I went to the McGregor
fight.
Oh,
I have the biggest crush on him.
No. Oh, you should have went instead of me then.
Is he short in person?
Okay, you know what? People are going to curse me out in just a minute. Okay, I did look at him for a few minutes, but I was kind of reading Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I will
goodness.
Tell you this. Okay, it was just as much interesting happening in my book as what was on stage. And by that time, we had gone through like 4 or 5 fights. So I will say he is kind of short, yeah, because we were pretty close. So, yeah, he was kind of short. He's a good-looking guy, though. He's got a lot of machismo. He definitely has
he's
very
fly.
Hot.
I like him.
Like,
I like him.
If I could get a go pass, I'd go with that pass.
Oh, okay. Cool.
One night with that, I could do that. Just one night, and then I'd be done. Yeah, just one. But he'd have to remove that beard. I can't do the beard thing.
Yeah, that's kinda... the only thing. But you know, I'm kind of have a little attraction to him right now.
Yeah, I totally get it because I felt the same way when I was like looking at the poster. I was like, he is a little hot, you know. And I've dated a few Irish guys. Well, most Irish guys are hot. Most Irish guys are hot, you know, but most Irish guys you can't trust farther than you can throw them, so.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of guys trusting as far as you can throw them, I also went to the rodeo, too. So I went to the NFR finals, and
okay.
Cowboys are super hot. I had a ball. I did that. I did one other thing, too. I'm trying to think what it was. I can't remember. Oh, I want to say a big shout-out to everybody at Ruth Chris. Was it Ruth Chris? I think it was Ruth Chris. Yeah, Ruth Chris. Because they totally remember me, and I was like, oh, I've never been here before. They're like, yeah, you have. I was like, oh, okay. And they go, yeah, we remember you. By the way, the champagne was great, and the steaks were awesome, y'all. Yeah, I love Ruth Chris. I love going there for lunch. I go there for lunch as often as I can. But, I'm sorry, guys. Getting off the subject. Today, we're just going to pick up where we left off because I was alone last week, and I don't do well by myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, too bad.
I was so alone. So I just want to say this. So, I'm so alone. And we're going to talk about loneliness today because, you know, loneliness is something that comes up during the holidays a lot. So, but before we get on our subject really quick, I just want to say hello to everyone out there in Internet land, in La La Land. I want to say hi to Joseph Tanner. I see you in the chat room. Hello. How are you doing, honey? And for anybody else who wants to join us in the chat room, feel free to log in. It is 100% free. And I'm watching. I may not type back, but I might mention what you say. So I'm just letting you know. So I just want to let you know that. On the other hand, though, if you don't want to be in the chat room, you can always call us. And the number is 646-595-4038. And you got to press 1 because if you don't press 1, then you'll just be listening to the conversation. And the only way I know that you want to join it is when you press 1 because then this thing lights up on my board that tells me you're dying to join this conversation. And you're just like, it's kind of like you're raising your, you know how when you're in school and you're raising your hand and you're kind of like holding your elbow going, oh, 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 oh. It kind of does that. Okay,
oh
but the
goodness.
Equivalent of that. For those of you who are listening here to Dalhouse Radio and you don't know what you're listening to, you happen to be listening to The Down Low. And we are a show about being the other woman, the other man, or just infidelity in particular. If you want to know anything about it, we got the stuff. We got the sauce,
we
y'all. We're here to talk about it.
For you.
We got the info. Yeah, we got the info. We're here to talk about it. There's no judgment zone here. We're here to listen to your stories. Though I would tell you this, save it for the first of the month because we do this new line where we listen to everyone gets to tell a story because we know you got some. On that note, to our subject, before we take our break and pay some bills. I love teasing y'all. It's so much fun. Oh, my gosh. So we talked about Vacation Booty last time, so Vacation Strange. And we're doing another Vacation Strange, make sure the booty stays on vacation, part two. Mostly because I had plans last time, but they were foiled. We ain't gonna say
oh,
bye.
My goodness.
All I'm going to say, it was supposed to be a party of two, and it turned out to be a party of one.
Aww.
And I'm not very good at just talking to myself, so.
So last week was Vacation Booty Part 2, because we've had that discussion before, right? That was
we have, and we brought it up again because I happened to be on vacation.
Oh, okay.
It was appropriate. It was really more Vegas strange, because, you know, it got me to thinking. This is why I brought it up, and I don't know if I brought this up last week again. I told you guys, I warned you again, I was in Vegas. And, oh, I had just come from a show, actually. That's what it was. I went to my first topless show. It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, Jubilee ended. And I don't know, well, for those of you all listening, I do have to say this real quick. Remember Hat Man?
Mm-mm,
I'd say
Hat
his real name, but I don't know if... Hatman used to work for Elegant Angel. We worked with him a few times.
Mm,
real funny.
Not,
he's really good at doing
Hatman.
Michael Jackson stuff. He went by Hatman. We might also know him as Jeff.
Hmm.
Tall.
I don't know.
Kind of thin. Like, anyway, I worked with him quite a few times. And he used to work with Jubilee. He actually used to dance with Jubilee. And no, he's not gay, he's straight. But he was a very, very good dancer. And he was very good at doing like all the Michael Jackson moves and all that. I think he used to do that in Jubilee. So the reason why I went to Jubilee is because it ended after 40 years. It finally ended. It was the last show.
Wow.
So during the evening, they did toppers, but during
time,
the day... Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. And during the evening, they do topless, but during the day, you know, it's completely covered. I've only seen the day one. I've never seen the evening one where they go topless. So
it was
kind of like watching, what is that terrible cult movie where the girl wants to be a showgirl? Showgirls, duh.
Mm-hmm.
It was like watching Showgirls, but not behind the scenes. What happens after, you know, the whole traumatic stuff. It was really cool.
Oh, okay.
It really was. Yeah, it was very, very interesting. So I just had to say that one real quick because that was my first time, and it was kind of cool going to that particular show because I used to know someone who worked in that show. So for
you
those
had
of you all who...
a full trip in Vegas.
I had an entire week. This was my... It wasn't my first time, but maybe my third time going as a tourist.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's really different when you go as a tourist is when you go when there's a convention and you have to be there. It's a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally went as a tourist, had nothing to do, and I had a whole five nights, six days there. And didn't win a thing. Lost a lot of money, but had a lot of fun doing it. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, I got those kinks out of my shoulders from my bra. I spent a few hours in the spa. It was great. It was really great. It worked. I'd never spent so much time in the spa and just, like, really enjoyed it like that. So.
Oh, cool. That's good.
It was really fun. But that was me. Enough about me. I haven't heard from you in, like, forever, and then after not having a co-host last week, what are you up to, honey? What's going on?
I'm hanging out in Chicago for a couple of days.
Oh, you're in the shop.
Trying to do a little shopping, but it's so cold, and then I got a little sick, so I've been hanging out in my room for the most part of the day.
I hope you have some zinc oxide. You know, that always works for me.
I don't. Okay, I'm going
to
try it.
Zinc oxide and lots of vitamin C.
Okay,
I don't know what it is
if
y'all are hearing. There's an extra voice that keeps popping in every once in a while that is not on my end. That was happening earlier.
I don't hear it, so I can't even...
You
don't
hear
it? I don't hear it at all.
Oh, good. Well, if you don't hear it, I hope nobody else does. You know, we have a few callers that are from the Chi-Town. I see a few callers on here on the Chi-Town. We're going to get to you all in just a second. Okay, so it's freezing cold there. The cold air just hit here. Because according to what I heard, it was in the 70s all last week here in D.C.
That's what I heard, too. Like, I heard you guys.
Because you heard? Okay. Because it was actually way colder in Vegas than it was in D.C. It was in the 40s while I was in Vegas, 50s and 40s. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was not warm at all. So, yes, I was very upset when all the beer started dropping on me during the McGregor fight when I had my little fur collar on, okay? That I was not liking that one bit because I was cold. So, but, okay, so, you know, what really made me think that up, this whole subject up, was because when you're on vacation, and I know a lot of people think of doing this, and I know a lot of men do this, and I know this for a fact because I know some of y'all. You go on vacation, and you go on vacation by yourself, because I frequently send my man on vacation by himself. I don't ask any questions either because I don't want to know. But I know when y'all go on vacation sometimes and you go to visit family and maybe you may not take your girlfriend. Now, we're not talking about married because when you're married and you go on vacation during these holidays by yourself, something's not right. You're probably
That's
in the middle
true.
Of a divorce. Mm-hmm. But it's not unusual if you've been dating someone for a long time, if y'all are not married, to go on separate vacations during this time. And by separate vacations, we mean going home to visit family during this time. And you may not take the other person with you.
That's true.
That is not unusual. Yeah, that's kind of true. But it also leads to people have a tendency to get a little bit lonely during this time of the year. You know, that mistletoe come out. You be like, oh, I got nobody to kiss. Oh, that's my girlfriend from when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Or that's my boyfriend from college. Oh, nobody will find out. You know, these little things. I know y'all were thinking, why is everybody having sex when they're supposed to be? Oh, sorry. I just heard this. I had to stop for a minute. I'm like, oh, my God, is somebody mowing their lawn? Do you know what time it is? Okay, sorry, guys. But why do I have to, why are people thinking about cheating this time of year? When you are not married, a lot of times people go on separate vacations to go visit their parents because even though we live in the 21st century, our parents were not born in the 21st century. None of our parents are born in the 21st century. They're born in the 20th century, and at least the middle mm-hmm. part of the 20th century, which means their values are a lot different. So a lot of times you can't bring significant other who doesn't have a ring on their finger home unless you're staying in a hotel.
That is
and
true.
And that can be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 5 more years, this may not be an issue, but now it is. But then you got to go through the whole thing of sleeping alone and, you know, you didn't come with your significant other, and the rest of us who are born later on go, oh, well, where is it? Well, you all must just be dating then so I can get a little sneak and kiss now and whatever, and what happens here stays here kind of thing.
Yeah.
Until somebody comes up pregnant a year after. Somebody comes up pregnant in March.
That's true. And some people just don't have anyone. You know, they could have broke up in October. So the holidays definitely can be lonely. And you start wanting to, like, let me call up. I've done it before. Broke up with somebody in August, September, October or something. And when it got close to December, let me call him back. Let me see if I can rekindle this relationship.
Are you serious? You come back and rekindle that just for the holidays?
I wonder, that good gift.
That is a good reason.
And then
that
I didn't
totally
want to, you know, and then I always used to do a big holiday party at my house, and I didn't want to, it would have been like the first time I have a date at the holiday party. So it was just a gift, and I didn't want to come to the holiday party by myself. So.
Mhm. Oh my God! See,
so I rekindled it and broke it back off after the New Year's.
See, I guess I'm kind of. Oh, you are mean. You are cruel. Look, see, they tell you beware the quiet ones, because I have never done that. Beware of the quiet ones. You broke it off after New Year's. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I tried to make it work, but, you know, it started going back wrong, and I was like, I'm not going to deal with this in this
new year. Is that
kind of
how the conversation went when you broke it off? I tried to make
it
work,
but,
you know.
Something like that.
But you're not getting your present back. You know that, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Oh, Well, gosh, I'm sorry, but I just find that funny. It's just, I've never done that before. I've considered it, but I've never done that before. I'm usually single during the holidays because I don't like to give presents, so. Okay, no, that's not really true. I don't mind giving presents. I hate shopping. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I hate shopping for other people, so it's just hard. It's like, I don't know if you're going to even like what I get, so. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, well, vacation's strange. The thing is that when you go on vacation and when you're doing these holiday things, sometimes, especially if you're going away and the person, this is probably really more for people who are dating. We're not talking really married people here. But because you even have those, let's say you've only been dating for maybe a few months, so you can't really take them home yet because this is a big deal. And
yeah,
what if you're fool, mm-hmm. and then you fool around because, you know, you're horny and then you come back. And quite honestly, you're fucked up. But we're talking about these kind of affairs and the only the lonely. These are the things that only the lonely do, I like to call it, because these are the things I got lonely and I had too much to drink and, oh, shit, let's hope it stays on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, we're going to talk about this for just a minute, and I see you all here in our chat room and on our switchboard, and I'm definitely going to get to you all right after this. But I want to get into some Dollhouse Radio announcements, and I hope they play. I'm not sure if they're going to play, but if not, trust me, I'm prepared, I think. If they don't, because they may not play, because we've been having a little bit of problems. But oh, no, that isn't a song. I'm sorry. I just noticed something. I was like, ooh, I was going to play you some Christmas music. I was going to just totally kill you all with Christmas music. But I'm not going to do that to you. I promise. I'm not going to do that to you.
Thank
so we're going to see this place real quick. I know. They're like, please, don't play the Christmas music, whatever you do.
Christmas music
version
at all.
Okay, let's see if we can get some Dollhouse Radio announcements. Okay, we're waiting. I don't think they're going to play for us. No, they're not. You know what? You know why? Because our announcement is Happy Holidays. That's why. That's okay. Oh, I hope you all are enjoying your holidays. I really do. But that's okay. We got something else for you. We're going to take a little musical break here really quickly. And then we're going to come back. And we are going to chat your little ears off and warp your little mind if it hasn't been warped already. I just like saying warp my little mind. There's something fun about that. I don't know why. And I don't even watch that show, if anybody's wondering. No, I do not watch that show. But on that note, we're just going to take a little bit of a break here, and we'll be right back. Yeah. If I could sing like that, I wouldn't be the only one either. But I was just thinking that if I could hit them notes. Oh. Anyway, guys, welcome. Well, this is the download. Singing, but that was Sam Smith. He can hit some notes.
Yes, he can.
Ooh.
When it started,
there's
I was
a joke
like, oh,
behind that.
He's playing a Christmas carol. That's what I thought when it started. I'm like, oh no, it's Sam Smith.
Okay, you too. That's why I played it. I was like, it almost sounded like it was about to be a Christmas carol, didn't it? See, that's why I played it. I was like, yep, that almost sounds like a Christmas. If you didn't pay attention, you would think it was a Christmas carol. It is not.
Yes.
It just goes along with our theme. Anyway, guys, my name is Sierra Devi, and you're listening to me and my co-host, my lovely, lovely co-host, Lola Lane. And I'm coming to you from D.C., and she's coming to you from Chicago. She's coming to you live from Chicago visiting. You're warming up the Chi-Town over there a little bit, or either they're freezing you to death.
Oh, they're freezing you to death, that's for sure.
They're freezing you to death. Guys, you need to warm my co-host up over there and stop leaving her cold. Anyway, you are listening to The Download, and today we are talking about vacation strange booty, leaving it behind, only the lonely, why do people have affairs? We're just going the whole gauntlet. You know why? Because it's the end of the year. It's the end of the season. And I kind of wanted to have some fun, but I wanted to stay on point because we had a whole lot of fun last week. So this time we're keeping it a little bit, you know, closer to point. But don't get me wrong, we still want to have some fun. So I am curious to know, this just came to mind. It just dawned on me. I've never kissed anybody underneath the mistletoe.
You haven't?
I've never done that. I literally have never done that. Just dawned on me. Are you only supposed to kiss a significant other, or can you just kiss anybody?
Well, anybody. Like, my mom came in, gave her a kiss. I kissed everybody coming through my front door, honestly. But I think you are supposed
to do it. Like, you realize you just opened up the front door to everybody.
No, anybody related. But, you know,
okay.
I think it's supposed to be the significant other.
Okay.
I think that's how it's supposed to work.
So I'm sure that somebody has gotten jealous over someone else getting kissed under the mistletoe or whatever. It just hit me. I mean, the things that can make you jealous, you know, during this holiday season, like that first kiss on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually the mistress doesn't get that kiss. We get the New Year's Day kiss. They get the New Year's Eve kiss. Significant other gets the New Year's Eve kiss.
Yeah, that's true.
New Year's Day.
Do you think that it's hard around this
time for, well, I guess it would be hard for people to even get booty calls or to even, you know, do one night stands or anything around this time because people are normally where they're supposed to be during the holidays. So I'm sure it's
I would think, yes. Yeah. Yes, I would think definitely it's kind of hard, and this is one of those times. I know it's a lot of times when people do cheat, but usually only if they happen not to be around a significant other. Like, if you're around this family and they don't know your significant other very well, it's probably easy to do. But I would say, yes, it is, because this is the time where people generally tend to keep up appearances, no matter what. This is the keeping up. This is not the holiday season, but it's the keeping up appearances season.
That's true.
So I truly believe that.
Well, I can
actually
say I have gotten a couple of calls after those holiday parties. You know, a couple of people are kind of drunk.
Oh, yes.
And
they're always late night ones, aren't they? They're always the late night, middle of the night. I can only stay for 2 hours because I got to get back home.
Yeah, after 11,
after the
holiday
party. We're not saying you can't find a way, because people do.
Yes, that's true.
I'm like, please tell me you're laughing and not crying.
No, I'm just thinking about it. Like, really, on the late night after one of those holiday parties after 11.
Always late night after
holiday
parties.
You might get a call.
Mhm. And the worst thing is now after holiday parties, though, y'all have to consider, because there's so many people that the one thing that I also thought about when saying the subject, and it isn't just vacation booty, but more like holiday booty. After those holiday parties, office workers, people that work together for a long time, you had these big holiday parties. I mean, hell, just recently we had to drag someone out at a holiday party and take her keys. People get drunk, and everything that you've been holding in all year long, suddenly it happens in the bathroom at the holiday party. Or a lot of office affairs start. And I did read this recently. This is why this one came up. Office affairs start at holiday parties. Because that's when you've been drinking. You've been drinking inhibitions. And suddenly what you've been not doing all this time, you finally go ahead and do. These things happen. They do.
That's true. And people get really, really, really drunk at those holiday parties. So,
yes, they do. At least when I got wasted, I wasn't at a holiday party. I was wasted with 1,000 other people. Holiday parties, I have to admit, holiday parties, I tend not to drink at all. I'm more of a water girl. Or you'll see me nursing the same glass for hours. Because I don't want you talking about me year round.
Yeah. That's true. Did you see her at the holiday? Did you see how she was dancing?
I don't get wasted at holiday parties. I nurse a glass. Now, after I leave the holiday party, I might go to a bar and get trashed. But I'm there. If it's an office party, I'm not going to get wasted. I'm just holding on to a glass for a long time and smiling at you. Because I don't want to do anything that I might have to fire somebody for later.
That's probably the best idea.
Oh my gosh, guys. Okay, I know we're taking this slow today. I told y'all my liver needed a rest. A whole week of vacation. I enjoyed it immensely. But now I'm just here to chat. And I want to hear some stories, and I want to nod my head. I want to spill some tea. And I think there's a whole lot of tea being spilled in Chicago, because it looks like we got about 5 people from Chicago in our switchboard.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, you know what? I'm going to start from the bottom up. How's that? We're going to go a little different here. We're going to go from – I know I usually start from the top to the bottom. We're going from the bottom up this time. So just to let you all know, if you want to join the conversation, if you have a good holiday party where a fair started, or, you know, just thinking about things, and I call it only the lonely because this is the time of year when real emotions, things that you've been like – things that you've been ignoring, I should say, for most of the year, or those underlying emotions really come up, and you do things that you probably wouldn't have done the rest of the year. That's or you true. Act on things you probably wouldn't have acted on the rest of the year. Or you see people act on things they wouldn't have acted on in front of you if they hadn't had the eggnog. Okay, that sixth glass of eggnog. Okay, so we're going to start from the bottom up. And remember, the number is 64. I'm sorry. Blah. Sorry, I said something weird. 646-595-4038. And to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. So we're going to take our first caller. Our first caller is 708-207. Hello, caller. I know you're from
Hello.
Chicago. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you ladies doing?
We're good.
I think we're doing great. I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm a little cold, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh, you're a little cold. That's right. You're from California. We tweeted a couple of times about that last night.
Yeah.
Oh
yes,
no.
This is actually.
I missed
them. Yeah. Actually, this is not cold. Well, for somebody that's used to from somewhere warm, like California, it is cold. This is not cold in Chicago. It's only 32 degrees. This is not cold. Trust me.
Oh,
okay.
My God, it's colder
you know.
Here than it is there.
Well, see, last week, because I was actually downtown last week, it was like in the 50s, I think, at 10 o'clock at night because I was down by the lakefront. But 32
wow.
degrees, because I just had the news on a few minutes ago while I was listening to you guys, but I was looking at the news, and the temperature said 32 degrees. So it's normal.
That's actually pretty warm for Chicago this time of year.
It's actually been a lot colder this time of year because I think, was it last year? Yeah, last year when I was out for celebrating the holidays downtown, it was cold. I mean,
yeah, you guys had
a bad winter
last year. So I guess
you
guys are doing
so
pretty
this,
good. Not
this is okay, and there's no snow on the ground. You can still see the grass, and it's still actually kind of green. It's greenish brown, you know, and they're saying now that we're not even going to have any snow next week, but it's going to go back up into the 40s. So
you know,
it's going to be a green
the
Christmas.
The last 2 years, I'm going to have to say, and this is for Chicago, too, being that I used to live there. So, but the last 2 or 3 years have been some really rough winters, haven't they? I mean, they've been some snowy, cold-ass winters. Even for Virginia, it was kind of cold. Not Chicago cold, but it was cold. I mean, we had snow, which is unusual here. We don't have snow for months at a time. And I have to admit, this year is going pretty warm. I hope it keeps going this way. But it does look like I'm not going to have any snow for Christmas. But
the East Coast has been significantly warm, you know, like last year.
Yeah, and the West Coast has been significantly cold.
Yes, we have been in the 60s, and that's freezing to me. You know, it's like the heaters come. I mean, I know that's not cold to you, Nathan, but that's cold to me. Yeah, I've been freezing.
One more thing. If you're downtown, like on Michigan Avenue or in that area, because I know you said you were shopping, and I also heard you say a little earlier you were inside. That's probably actually a good thing for the next couple of days because I don't know if you've been watching the news here or there's been a lot of protests downtown.
They've
been blocking stores and blocking streets. I think tonight they were on the Gold Coast. I saw at least at 5 o'clock they were.
Well, that's
so,
the area.
Well, they spent
the
real money tonight.
I'm in the Gold Coast area.
So, I mean, you might be able to look out there. I don't know which way your room is facing, but you might be able to look out there on Michigan Avenue and see them. You know,
I'm in that area.
So,
I'm getting out of here in the morning.
I'm getting out.
Darn it, I was going to tell you to have tea for me at the Drake.
But vacation, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, are you, you know, have you had a lonely holiday before?
lonely. I've been alone, but you know the old saying, and it's actually true. There's a big difference between being alone and being lonely. I've been alone a lot of Christmases. I've not been with anybody. And, you know, I do the holiday, did the holiday party thing, you know, with people from work and all of that. To say I've been lonely at Christmas, I've been, or New Year's, over the holidays, I can't say I've been lonely and say, oh, you know, you know, but I've been alone. I've been by myself. I've even been by myself on New Year's Eve. So.
Oh, okay.
Lonely,
oh, I share
no.
that experience
alone,
with
yes.
you. I've spent many New Year's Eves by myself and Christmas holidays by myself. And, but I wasn't lonely. Actually,
it's
I guess
not
I
a bad thing.
last New Year's Eve, I was not with the significant other. I spent New Year's Eve with a babysat, all the kids in my family. So I was definitely not lonely. But. That's what
you weren't alone. You weren't alone.
Yeah, you weren't alone, nor were you lonely.
No, but I wasn't usually, you know, usually you try to be with somebody to get that New Year's. I didn't have that last year.
So I'll probably be by myself this year. I've gotten, I'm in kind of a strange, you know, period of time right now. But,
Yeah, no, she can't come back to after the holidays. No, coming back just for a present.
Like me, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only back for a good present.
You know, I've actually already had one holiday celebration earlier this week with my best friend.
Oh, wow, you probably have fun then. But do you think a lot of people go... Like, some people, I've known people to, like, take a break, and then they go away with the family. Like, okay. And I always say this is probably really more for people who are dating or have been dating for a long time, and maybe you go separately to your families, and then you have, like, a little fling while you're away.
Well, see, here's the thing, and I can relate to it more from my days in college, you know, You met somebody, you're going with somebody, you're dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody that you met in college. You know, you guys been going together. I don't mean just somebody you're screwing in college. I mean somebody you actually have a relationship. And then you all don't live in the same town. So she goes to wherever, you know, I'll say St. Louis, since I can relate to that kind of, or, you know, she goes... Maybe
we're
going to
go hypothetically. It's not a real story.
Right. Yeah, this is hypothetical. I mean, I know of people. And then you go back to the Chicago area. So, I mean, you go, you live in different parts of the country, but you go you go there to be with your family at Christmas. So you're not in the same area, so you can't even see each other for a week or 10 days during Christmas break from college. So, yeah, holiday party, you might hook up with somebody that you – were with in high school. You might see somebody at a party or out with the fellas, out with the girls. Oh, and there's so-and-so. I remember him and I remember her, you know, and you all hit it off for those couple of weeks or whatever. But then, you know, school comes back in and you go back to that person you were with, especially if they're not in the same area. You know, because people live in suburbs. That's one thing. I'm not talking about somebody.
And then you get coal in your stocking, and you wonder why.
Exactly.
And then on the reverse of that, you have somebody that you're just screwing around with in college, and your main person is the one that's either going to college in another state or another area, or is back home. So then you go home. Because this, or sometimes even that person you've been messing around with lives close, not in the same town, but they live in the same. Because Chicago's a big area. I mean, I live 38
miles. Right now, I'm thinking I should have gone to a college where I had to travel away. Unfortunately, I decided to go to college. I was a grown-up, so I didn't have this experience. But now I'm thinking, damn, I missed out on something good.
You know, so, I mean, that's what I can relate it to because, you know, you meet people and things happen, but then you don't, like I said, you don't go back to the same area over the holidays,
yeah,
over the
true.
Breaks.
Right. Right.
So strange things can happen.
And
you know.
But what happens in the summertime when you bring the significant other home when you decide to be serious? And you're like, well, over Christmas break. And see, this is what I was talking about. Sometimes you got to make sure that vacation strange is going to stay vacation strange.
Yeah, because then that person is going to want to come visit. You know,
mm-hmm.
Oh, can I come visit stay for the weekend and catch the train or drive down or fly out? And stay for the weekend, you know, and then you got to, you know, try to then you think of something, or if they come, then you got to tell the other one something else so they don't come by or whatever, you know, you got to.
Yeah. Sorry, my head was in the gutter for the come part.
Oh.
You just got it. No, I'm sorry, my head was in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you start having a picture together too many stories, too many lies.
Then they start coming, rolling down the, like a snowball rolling downhill.
Right,
mm-hmm,
see, that's
exactly.
A true case of what you thought was going to be just vacation strange turns into something that's going to completely ruin your entire next year.
Yeah, because maybe
you
went home.
Sure it stays there.
Right, or maybe when you went home on break and the other, you know, your significant other went to wherever they live, you accidentally, or maybe not even accidentally, you rekindled something that was going on in college or, I mean, in high school or, you know, that year you worked to save money to go to college or whatever. So it actually kind of rekindled something that was a lost love or, you know, something that you all hit. And then that's when it really gets, and now you really are juggling because you rekindled something that once was, you know.
Yeah.
But then the other one that's current, you know, then it gets real, it gets strange. It gets interesting.
Yeah.
It gets strange. And now you're just, when you thought you were just a really one person until, you know, what's the word for it? Just one on one relationship, it's now become a triangle. Whether you wanted it to or not.
Right.
You're not necessarily a bad person. It just became a triangle without you even, well, yeah, you kind of stepped out.
Yeah. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the old saying, it just sort of happened.
It just sort of happened. And this is one of those cases where it just sort of happened. But what about, okay, have you ever seen things where, like, and maybe not you personally, but office romance start during the whole holiday season, or you know, somebody had a little too much eggnog, and now they're into this. They're in this because now we can't tell the other person. You know, his wife can't know what we did in the closet. That's I'm just. I don't know. I'm just saying. I've never done that personally. I've never done that, but
I've seen it. I never had it happen. Never had it happen personally, but I've seen it on numerous occasions. You know, that like you said, an office party, whether it be actually in the office or out somewhere or at somebody's house, those are the
I'm sure it
happens. You know, people
I'm sure that happens
when people have party Christmas parties or holiday parties at their houses, and all the people who work it, and that's when it gets interesting. Yeah, you know, maybe
and that's why I keep everybody on the first and the second floor.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
People sneak off into different little places, you know, and things happen, you know, there's too much eggnog or punch or whatever.
I've done that
might
before,
be
you know. No, it was with a boyfriend, but we snuck off still, and I came back, and it was funny, my shirt was on the wrong side. And it was hilarious because thank goodness my sister noticed it. Only she's like, "Your shirt is
on
backwards."
Damn! Oh my god!
Like, oh my goodness! But we snuck drinking and we took a little break in the bathroom. It was so funny. Thank goodness. Well, I don't know if anybody else saw me, but my sister noticed. Like,
She started laughing.
How many years did you have to live that one down?
Oh, my goodness. We still talk about that.
Okay. That's why I have child gates to stop people from going upstairs. It must be. Look, and when you're drunk, you probably can't figure out the child gate.
Exactly. My shirt was on backwards, and then it was like a little dry around my mouth. So you know what was going on. I had to.
Okay, you know what? Now you're making me rethink every guest that I've had, every time I've had a party at my house. And by the way, I'm having a party tomorrow, so you've got me rethinking the whole arrangements now. And what bathrooms will be closed. I think I'm narrowing everybody down to two bathrooms. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy
it's an
Kwanzaa,
awesome bear, if anybody's wondering. We haven't said that. It's an awesome bear.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to you, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a good
everybody
holiday.
Check out my elf pictures.
I was going to ask you, I forgot to ask you, yeah, is the elf with you tonight? Yeah, I saw the elf
picture. I haven't stopped yet. There are more coming. I was just taking a break. I thought y'all might be getting sick of my elf pictures. I will be a whole lot more tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sure. You have one, it'll probably be getting drunk too, I'm sure.
Oh, he's doing that on his own tomorrow, because I'm a host.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be doing that on her own tomorrow.
Oh, so it is a she, huh?
A she, yes. Everyone's like, yes, it's a she. I have a she elf.
Okay.
So I have to look at it.
It's not a Caitlin.
All right.
It's a she. It was born that way.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Nathan.
Oh,
happy holidays to you.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
We are going to take one more caller. I can't believe, oh, my God, we are way too talkative. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You sure are.
I can't believe how fast time has gone by. How did that happen? Because I had so much more. Okay, you have no idea how much more I had to talk about. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so we're going to take one more caller because I'm, like, spastic here. Okay, so another Chicago caller, 708. Are you there? 708-560.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Hi, did we keep you on too long?
I was enjoying listening in. Hi, Lola. Hi, Sierra. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, happy holidays. How are you?
I am just fine. I got another hour before I turn 4-1 now. But this is Adrian over at Chicago.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Happy birthday, then.
Yeah, happy
thank
birthday.
You.
And
thank you.
How the
thank
hell did you
so
turn
much.
41? What are you like? You look like you're like 22. I've seen this picture on Twitter, guys, if you're wondering.
Okay.
So this is our longtime listener, longtime caller here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I always schedule my break. I always schedule my break. Say like, I'm going to lunch. No, I'm listening in on the show.
That's cool.
And I just want to give a really big shout out real quick to Joseph Tanner. Thank you very much, Joseph. He's saying hi to both of us. And he's saying hi to you, Lola. He's in the chat room.
Hey,
and
Joseph.
Anybody else who wants to join the chat room, I'm paying attention, trust me. If I'm not mentioning you, it's not that I'm not getting through. I'm just looking at a lot of screens, and I'm all mellow tonight, so it's probably because I'm giving my liver a rest.
You were off the chain last week, really.
I had so much fun last week. Hey, I blame it all in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
I had an excuse.
What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, then.
Unless you broadcast it on the radio, right?
Exactly.
But I did have a great time. But as I said before, I didn't know that I was, well, I probably didn't say it to you, but I did not know that I was going to be the only person on my show that night. So I was kind of like, you know, hoping for someone to bounce off of.
Wait, were you tipsy on the radio last week? Were you tipsy on the radio last week?
Oh, God, yes. I was in Vegas. Okay, I had come from a show. It was still early, too. Oh.
Okay.
So I was having a good time. By that time, I'd been in Vegas for days, so I was having a good time. I'm not going to lie. I was having a good time. I was having a very good time.
Oh, but Lola, I hope you got to enjoy a little bit of Chicago before what you might consider cold.
I know. Why didn't you go take her to dinner or something?
I
didn't tell anybody. She didn't tell anybody. I just found out this morning, or I just found out an hour ago. So,
yeah, I put it on Twitter, I think, this morning or something like that. But, yeah, it was a last-minute trip. So, yeah, I didn't get to talk about it much. But, yeah, it's pretty cold out here. I got to do a little bit of shopping, but just when I was coming back to my room, it was snow flurries. And then they, for a few minutes, went away.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the time you start bringing out your little black book, talking about who's going to keep me warm tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I started thinking. Who's going to keep me warm? That's what I used to think when I lived in Chicago. A night like tonight, I'd be like, okay, I live alone. I'm cold. Who's going to keep me warm tonight? Let me get my black book out. And I usually never get past the second number. So.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Second person I call. Get over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
have you had any holiday party booty? Or have you been lonely on the holidays?
I think I will put on Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart at this time.
Owner of a Lonely Heart. Ditto. Okay, just show my age, didn't I? Hey, you named it.
I named it, so I can relate. I can
first video
relate.
I ever saw MTV, okay?
When they actually played music, of course. But
there's lonely, and then there's mistake lonely. Like you haven't gotten, like I know. Okay, so I've been watching your Twitter feed because I watch everybody's Twitter feed because I'm nosy like that. And you've been partying, you've been celebrating downtown, so you went to a few parties. Please tell me you at least went to the Redhead and mentioned my name. He did not. See, you didn't party like a rock star then. there was a pause there.
It was casual partying. It was business casual and upcoming party. I know I'm setting up for a whole birthday week where I'm just going to be downtown and hit, like, you know what? I live in Chicago, but I'm in the suburbs
then, right?
of Chicago. Huh?
You're going to hit some vacation strange, right?
I'll see what happens. I will see what happens right there. And what happens, happens. And I will never mention it again.
In other words, what happens in Chicago after a few drinks at an Irish pub stays in Chicago after a few drinks after an Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will not have that on display on my Facebook because I got relatives that visit.
Things happen. There's a lot of Irish pubs in Chicago.
I might have to partake and check those out. But,
oh, there's a lot of really good Irish pubs in Chicago.
I was close to getting some holiday strange, but that didn't work out. So.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, it turns out like it was just not a good feel. I didn't think this person was like, all right, there are those that you want to have a conversation with or like, hey, this could work out or something. And then there are those like, okay, I'll hit that, but I'm not going to call them in the morning. And this person, I don't think I'm going to get involved with at all.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
that was crazy.
Along all together, huh?
Yeah, I said, like, you know what, red flag. I got to have my head clear. I'm not that totally fucked up yet.
I just hit a red flag. My red flag says you had not enough to drink because you made a clear and concise decision that was probably the right thing to do.
Yeah.
See, I was like, did not drink enough.
Yeah, that's why I limit myself at certain parties, like, ooh. And I had a couple of hookups, like, at holiday parties or whatnot, and eventually, you know, it just doesn't work out that way. But, yeah, so, like, right now, as you get older, you kind of like, okay, you do have a good feel for this person, or, oh, you know what, yeah, let's end this conversation right now. All right, nice seeing you. And call it a day. So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm strange.
Okay,
just
well, you're the guy that I need to party with. Good to see you.
Yeah, you're responsible. You're definitely
responsible.
Here.
I'm not the responsible girl, so you're responsible.
I always was the designated driver, but, yeah, I'm trying to have some fun.
Okay, Sheldon.
Oh,
and by the way, now that I said that out loud, no, because you're the designated driver. That makes you Sheldon. Oh, does he drive? Mm. He can't even drive, can he? Did you see Star Wars?
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
I will not hear
okay.
any spoilers, and I will kick
oh, don't
somebody
worry,
in
I
the throat if
yet.
They do.
I haven't seen it yet.
I am.
Mm.
I'm going to check it out probably over the weekend or the following weekend because I got my nieces in town, and I just want to. I want to see if they're going to go see it, and watch it with them. I'll try to play the good uncle, but. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't catch Lola.
Did Lola say? You have some birthday plans, huh? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, I'm going to do some hibachi grill out in the burbs. But
it's cold as it is.
Oh, I'm going to eat my fill of some Japanese grill and be entertained by the cook.
Okay. Because I'm like, damn, Nicole, I'm going to hibachi grill it. Okay, but you're going to a restaurant. That's different.
Like a Benihana or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
well, I can't
then,
believe.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but I can't believe we're at the end.
Ooh.
Not only are we at the end, we are past the end.
Oh, my goodness.
We sure are.
And since
Damn.
It's 12:02, I want to say happy birthday.
Oh,
yes,
thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
And very much
oh,
enjoy
man.
Your birthday.
I'm
happy
going to
holidays.
Try to enjoy myself. Oh, thank you, and happy holidays to you, too. Oh, wow. So, Lola, you're only in Chicago for, like, what, you said tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. I would go follow up what Sierra said, like, treat you out to coffee or something.
Aw. Well,
see,
but
I got to get
have
you coffee.
Up.
Chicken soup, coffee. Tank noodle, chicken soup, that would have been great. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we have come to the end of our day, and the end of our year. Adrian, I have to say goodbye.
Okay.
And
you have a good evening.
Hopefully, we'll see you again next year.
You
oh,
mean,
I am sure
you
will.
Want to do an early breakfast.
Hmm?
I said hit me on Twitter if you want to do an early breakfast. Our early cup of coffee.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Announce your Twitter account again? Or I can look it up.
Well, it's time for us to do that anyway, so you can tweet me at LolaLaneXXX.
Okay. All right, for sure.
Oh,
Thank you.
I set up a hookup. I'm dancing in my chair. Oh, yeah. See, nothing like a coffee hookup. I love a good coffee in the morning. Starbucks it is. They're three on every quarter. Adrian, we have to say goodbye. I have to sign off. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon. Guys, on that note, I have to say, we're coming to an end. It's the end of the year. And I have to admit, I love so much being here on Dial House Radio. I've been here for a year, and we're about to hit 2016. I just love saying 2016. But in 2016, let's not drag our old affairs and all those other things, nastiness, into the new year. These are my Jerry Springer notes, quote, unquote. Excuse me. Listen, I say quote unquote because they're not actually Jerry Springer, but I'm just doing my Jerry Springer quote unquote notes. Let's not bring our old stuff into the new year. Leave whatever happens in 2015 in 2015, unless you want to just keep carrying that baggage. Because trust me, every year it gets heavier and heavier and hard to reveal. So you either reveal it in. If you're going to reveal it to anybody, personally, I say, stop lying to the person you've been lying with. Because I always think that people lie more to the person they're lying with than they do the person they're lying at.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true. You're right.
Stop lying to the person you're lying with and tell the truth. Because we're going to understand the person you're lying at, well, that might cost you a few dollars. Well, it might cost you quite a few dollars, but, you know, that's your problem. Anyway, guys, we are out for 2015, and this is our last show of the year, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here in January. I don't think we're here the first week of January. I believe we're here the second week of January, just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure, but I'll let you know ahead of time. And, Lolo, thank you so much for joining me and being my favorite co-host for this.
Thank you,
girl. God, you're my favorite co-host this month, this right now.
Yeah.
And most loveliest co-host ever. And
Thank you.
Enjoy your time in Chicago. Enjoy your holidays. And everybody have a really great holiday. Try not to gain 10 pounds. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy
and
each
be
other.
Safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. No drinking. No drinking and driving from those holiday parties.
Definitely no drinking and driving. And enjoy the person you're absolutely with. That's what I have to say. Whoever you're with during the holidays, that's the person you enjoy. On that note, we're going to take it out. And guys, I love you. And I have to say a big, huge howdy ho and ho, 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 good night. Because I'm just
night,
silly
everybody.
Like that. And we'll talk to you soon on that. We're going to leave you with TP Heartthrob. Talk to you then.
Oh, Teddy bears and coals. Y'all show me major love.